And now on Money News, the Market Wrap. Thanks to selfwealth.com.au, the social network developed by investors for investors.
Well, of course, the markets around Australia broadly closed for a public holiday. The Australian dollar trading around 73.9 US cents. But I can tell you that there's plenty of nerves around the world right now for next week's vote in the UK in regards to Brexit that we've spoken about several times. Of course, there is a big campaign in the UK to bring the British economy out of the European economy, to go independently. Let's go to Panmure Gordon's David Bewick, good friend of this program, and he's on the line right now. Many thanks for your time, David.
Great pleasure, Ross. Greetings to you.
And as this vote gets closer, and as it appears it is a very tight vote, certainly the financial markets get very, very, well, let's just say, concerned about what the outcome may be.
Well, this is right, but unfortunately the degree of scaremongering going on has been completely out of proportion. We have actually seen a devaluation of sterling by about 9% since November last year. And in point of fact, sterling, despite the warnings of the Bank of England, the OECD, the IMF, the Treasury, and the any other institute you want to think of saying sterling is heading south in a very big way, it has been breathtakingly resolute, and the polls say that Brexit could win it. It's, I think, much tighter than people think, and the fear element is very, very strong, particularly with the young. But to associate also the fallout that we've seen in the last 24 hours, or 48 hours, should I say, in equity markets, particularly in London and in Frankfurt and Paris, is got really basically absolutely nothing to do with Brexit. The fact remains is we've seen growth come down in the United Kingdom in the last year from about 2.4% to 2% officially recently, likely to go as low as 1.8%. We have had a disproportionate rally of the stock market, which bears no resemblance to reality at all, and that's basically because we've got quantitative easing there, which is the old insurance policy. So all this hysteria, almost apoplectic, should I say, apoplectic hysteria, is completely misplaced, in my opinion.
And just a quick one for you, David, and that is that quite clearly in Australia here, we have got the Australian dollar, which has come down almost 25% from its peaks. Many people suggest it might even have another 20% to go before it's at its bottom. But the fact is, if you've got a lower currency, it may not be good for some things such as your foreign reserves, but it's certainly good for stimulating economic growth in the country long term.
So it's my opinion, Ross, that if we came down another 10% in the event of Brexit, it would be extremely healthy. And it would be very good for stimulating export-driven business, for almost certainly being having the necessity to drive free trade agreements with about 165 other nations of the world away from the European Union. And we should embrace the challenge open-heartedly. It's just there's so much negative activity and chat at the moment that it really is making markets very uncomfortably volatile.
So it's interesting to always have you on the program, David Bewick from Panmure Gordon. That vote will take place next week. We'll certainly cover that on the way through. And David, you have a great day, won't you?
You too, Ross. All the best.